This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to come back here in a little bit and talk about decreasing farm income and increasing expenses. We're back on Ag Economic Insights with Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And Brent, let's talk about looking at farm income down and expenses are up, and it's not always easy to talk about this topic, but we know commodity prices are down, obviously, but talk about how expenses come into play.
Well, Joe, it's getting to be a sad song here. We've been talking about for a while, but one of the things that's happened is everybody knows commodity prices are down a lot, and that has certainly weighed on farm income. But when you look at the sector level, the thing that really jumped out at me is just how much expenses have increased over, say, the last 10 years. Today, operating expense is about 73% of the value of production, which is pretty high by historical standards, and that's, again, at the whole ag sector level. And as a result, net farm income is really low, and we're today, USDA would forecast net farm income at 13% of the value of production, which basically means for each dollar that a farmer produces, he's going to put about 13 cents in his pocket or her pocket, and by historical standards, it's just not enough for the sector to be vibrant. We need to have a little bit bigger margins to make the farm sector go a little better.
Well, we've got some good charts for folks to look at ageconomist.com. Can you go a little more in depth on how expenses are playing a part?
Yeah, the expense rates are pretty high, and I actually even go back, expenses at about 70% of sector income are not unprecedented. If we go back even to the early 2000s, that's where we were running. The difference, though, Joe, is in those days we had about 20% net farm income. 20 cents out of every dollar was going into the farmer's pocket. Why? What was the big difference then? Well, it was government program payments. In 99, 2000, 2001, those payments were about twice what American farmers are going to get in 2016. So, that has really eaten into kind of profitability. As those, it's not just falling crop prices. It's the government support has fallen quite a bit as well. And on top of that, we use up a little bit more capital consumption. Depreciation is a little higher today than it used to be, and each 1% is about $4 billion. That's not a trivial amount. So, all in all, there are a lot of things kind of conspiring to pull that net farm income down, and we're optimistic that this will kind of get turned around eventually, we hope. And so the bottom line is that profitability is really low right now, and I think if commodity prices don't come up a little bit, we are going to see really intense pressure on operating expenses and things like land values and land rents in the next year. So I'd be watching it really carefully and being prepared for that, because we know profitability is just not high enough to kind of sustain the ag sector right now. So look for much more intense pressure on expenses going forward if this doesn't change.
That's Brent Gloy from Ag Economic Insights. For more, you can go to ageconomist.com. And to hear this program again, go to the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.